Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you're still crushing candy or popping bubbles, it's time to make the switch to a one-of-a-kind puzzle game, Best Fiends. Honestly, this game's a ton of fun if you're into puzzle games or, you know, casual games. You're going to love Best Fiends. It's so good. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play it, you'll get it. People text me. They tweet me all the time. I'm playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, so we are finishing the radio show. We just finished, and we're talking quietly now. I got to get my game face on. I actually have to go. Like, the show's going. I got to go over to the lot where they have the soundstage for Dancing with the Stars, and I'm there all day.
All day.
Rehearsal. I don't even really know what we're doing, but I'm there from the morning now until tonight, till after the show. No idea what we do all day.
Guess you're going to find out.
I know. My shoes are awesome. They're my dance shoes, but they're red. I got red dance shoes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It's cool. Listen, if anything, I'm going to get a good picture out of this. All this can happen, I just get a good picture. I'll be on freaking Dancing with the Stars. So. And then again, I don't want, you know, we've talked about it a bunch. It's just a big part of my life right now.
I mean, literally, it's like you're.
It's all, I just do radio
sleeping,
and dance.
Radio.
Yeah.
Eating,
I don't even
dance.
Eat enough. I'm dancing more than I'm eating.
Yeah.
It's so weird to talk about stuff like it's just normal now, but I was on Good Morning America yesterday and they were doing a thing and they were like, hey, and I've lost almost 8 pounds in the last 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was 8.
And some of that could be water weight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got a little too skinny. But, yeah, I think Lunch's voice is fried.
Yeah, buddy.
They went too hard. You guys have to, like, control yourself in Vegas. Like, you still have a job, you know?
No, I understand, but Vegas doesn't let you control yourself.
You can not, you can actually be responsible. And
you're
and
still in control of yourself.
Not go to bed at 2, 3 a.m. Like, get sleep.
And no, I went to bed at reasonable hour. I got 5 hours of sleep every night.
But it sounds like you were like yelling or something.
No. Vegas is just
not going to sleep makes your voice like that.
Oh, okay.
But you got to be responsible with it. Like, when your voice is your weapon, is your tool, like, let's imagine that you're a contractor. You're out doing work with your hands. You're probably not going to go and get into a fight club on the weekend because you got to go build things with your hands Monday. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, like, I didn't mean to do that. Like, I didn't mean to have my voice be a little raspy and a little, you know, fried. I mean, I just, Vegas, there's smoke and there's,
yeah,
you know, things, and it got me.
Just gets him in the mood. He can't help himself.
I just got handed an article from the Hollywood Reporter. Five things you need to know about fan-fave country radio host on season 27 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Number one, Bobby Bones isn't his real name. Bobby was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas. By the way, Bobby is my real name. My last name's not. Bobby Estill was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas and grew up in poverty as his parents were only teenagers when they had him. Number two, he won Nashville over by trolling himself. He spent his own money on billboards across town that read, "Go away, Bobby Bones."
That's one of the facts.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Number three, he's also a rock star.
Okay, well, that's a little misleading, but...
Bobby fronts a comedy band called The Raging Idiots. But then they quote me. I say, I'm a decent writer, barely guitar player, and terrible singer. That's so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock star written all over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number four, he's heavily involved in charitable works. He's worked hard to raise millions for St. Jude, including in, on and on that. And then, yeah, there's the article. What is that? Fan fave. Until they see me tonight.
I know.
Tonight's tonight. This has crept up on us fast.
Yeah. I just wonder how it's going to go down. I wonder if I got one bad one in me that people will still vote me through. Because I just need to get through that one. Even if it's bad, if I get through it, I'll be good for number two.
Oh, my honest gut feeling is you're making it through. I do not feel like you're going home this week. And I haven't even seen anybody else dance besides you.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just feel like... Our listeners are going to show up.
You're more nervous than I am right now, and you're making me more nervous.
Sorry.
Honestly.
Okay, then I'll calm down.
A little bit. But okay. Hey, wait, listen, we're going to start the show. We talk about it like four times today.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear us talk about it. And Sharna comes in and all that. My dance partner. And I think she's awesome, but frustrated with me and that I'm not better.
Oh, whatever. I saw her posting some stuff on the Dancing with the Stars.
That's Instagram.
Instagram. And she was like, Bobby is so awesome.
It's Instagram.
And Bobby. Like, she was really proud of you.
Yeah. I think it's tough.
Yeah.
She's because, listen, work life and personal life are two different things with us. Meaning,
when it's time to work, you work.
And I can't get it sometimes. But we have a great time when it's not work time. Like, we really enjoy spending time with each other. But it's tough, man. Oof. Okay. Let's start the show. Here we go. Thank you for listening. And away we go. Amy, I'll say anything before we go.
Yes,
go
I would like to make sure that everybody has a great day.
Thank you. And away.
And I would like to make sure that everybody votes tonight.
There you go. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, so we are here. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Most times I wake up and fired up to the show. I got a lot to talk about. My mind is all 100% in the show. You know, this is the most important thing to me, right? You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I come in and I'm going to tell you, I'm a little distracted this morning because I'm on Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Yeah.
And so here, I wanted to give you guys a little story. By the way, morning, Lunchbox. How are you, bud?
Morning, man.
Good. We're kind of split up. I'm in California with Amy, and Lunchbox is in Nashville with Eddie. So technology's wonderful, but we're split up because Amy and I are West Coast. So I did a run-through last night with cameras, and they shoot it, all the angles. And
like on the set.
On the set.
Yeah.
And I sent Amy my absolute worst version to get her response back. It was a test. It was a test. Where's my phone? And I sent Amy my worst video.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to hear Amy's response, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Because I screwed it up bad.
Oh, boy.
I mean, but to be fair, I don't know the whole routine. My I watched it with one of our friends, and we were both like, was that a mess up? Or
the whole thing was a mess up. Maybe you didn't know. But again, I don't know if you were being honest or nice, but she replied, awesome. And I was like, no.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't trust Amy to tell me it's not good.
That's not true. You said, LOL, I screwed up. And I said, I saw that, but I didn't want to focus on that. Ha ha.
No, I sent a better one. Do you see the second one I sent you?
I haven't.
No?
No. Listen, I need you to know I will tell you the truth, but I genuinely did think it was my awesome wasn't necessarily only in reply to your dance moves. It was like, the stage, the setting, like it was my first time seeing you do it.
Me
like,
too.
In that way.
That was the first time I'd ever done it on set. And it felt like it was going 1,000 miles an hour.
Okay, well, see, that part's awesome. Mm.
Eddie, did you ever look at it? I sent it to you.
Okay, so I did. I don't know what version I got, though.
No, you got the decent. We got the good version.
Okay, because I was going to say, because it's good.
Well, listen, I'm on tonight. I'm shot out of a cannon. I'm just like, my partner has to tell me all the time, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Some of your facial expressions I was worried about in the video.
I'm in the middle of a tornado.
Okay. Because, I mean, some of it, like at the beginning, your mouth was open like, ooh, ah, ooh, oh, and I was like.
Yeah. Well, listen, I am definitely not a dancer.
Yeah, but.
Let me just be completely honest. I could go home week one. I really could. Or I could win the whole freaking thing. Like, I don't know.
Or somewhere in between.
Mm, yeah, but I'm saying it's just, it is. I have the widest gate. I literally could go home week one.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could click. There's a bit of athleticism in it. Not much. There's a bit.
Endurance.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Tonight, I'll be on Dancing with the Stars. Eddie, what'd you think? You saw it. Go ahead.
So good, dude. Really. Like, I'm so impressed with your dancing. You're not a dancer, Bones. Like,
I'm not a dancer. You have to tell me that, brother.
And I'm watching this, and I'm like, dude, he is dancing. This is amazing.
Well, tonight, listen, I would love it if people voted.
Oh, yeah. No, people,
the phone number is up on Instagram. Like, that's all I can count on because everybody, there's a lot of good dancers. But we're here to start the show.
I saw a really good tip on Instagram, and I know because they tagged me in their photo, but they put the phone number in their phone. They stored it as ABC Dancing with the Stars. So they already have it saved. So voting for you goes, it's like easy. It's already in their phone.
Well.
So I thought that was smart. And that's a little tip I'm just going to pass on to listeners that want to vote.
We'll talk to my dance partner, Sharna, later. We'll also talk about this some more. But yeah, here we are. I just want everybody to know what's on my mind right now. We had iHeartRadio Music Festival. We'll talk about that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. The full recap from our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas is at BobbyBones.com. Make sure you go check that out. In sports, Tiger Woods got his first win in 5 years. Congrats to Tiger. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain in the south and the northeast. That rain is going to continue tomorrow as well, so careful on those roads.
These are the top phrases you should tell your spouse daily. And before I read the list, Amy, you and your husband, do you talk every day even when he's away?
Yeah, as much as we can, unless his work just doesn't allow it, which I've gone 60 days before with no communication.
So when he was deployed,
mm-hmm.
you would go 2 months with not even as much as a text or a letter. I don't even know. Pony Express?
Nothing. It depends on the type of trip he was on. And sometimes there were trips and they called him no communication. I mean, you just knew. It was no communication, just accepted it, didn't make a thing about it. And he left, and sometimes I didn't even know where he was, and then 60 days later, he'd come home.
You know, I think you have a great perspective, because you are a military wife, and I think a lot of times, we forget to also thank and talk about the support systems for those that are supporting.
Yeah, you know, wives, husbands,
yeah.
Whatever, whoever is at home, whoever's holding down the fort.
Because your husband couldn't do his job effectively if he didn't have proper support.
Uh-huh. I often have people that will email me like, hey, my husband or my wife, they're about to, you know, join the Army, Air Force, whatever. Do you have any advice for me? And the first thing that always comes to my mind was the things that my husband would see overseas whenever. Like, I'm just going to use the wife as an example back home. Like, he would be flying with men whose wives would complain and nag a lot when they would call home or just complain about, oh, you're gone and this, this, and this. And it's already heavy enough over there, like, if they're in a war situation. So, like, if you can just hold off on sharing some of your nagging or your I miss you and all this heavy stuff, like, keep it light so that they can focus on what they need to do and get home safely, because they're legit in situations where sometimes they need all of their brain focused on that, not worried about what's going on back home. So I learned that from my husband, and I'm just passing that along as his tip. Is I took it for real, and I really tried to keep the heavy stuff off my husband so that way he could focus. So that's my advice.
I think it's good advice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that. I was reading this list. What made me think about you? The top three phrases you should tell your spouse. What do you... Is there anything that you say to your husband every day?
We say I love you every day.
That's one of them.
Okay.
Do you say it every time you hang up the phone?
Yes.
And you've been married for how long?
Almost 12 years.
I look forward to that. Listen, if you're new to the show, I've never said that to anybody, mm-hmm. any human. Like, straight ahead. Like, I'll go, love you guys, or man... Love you, man. But I never just like a sincere,
I love you.
Hey,
yeah.
I never.
Yeah. But sometimes I will say, I mean, I don't want to act like every time we're hanging up the phone, it's a sincere, like, I love you. But it's some of it is like just reflect. Like, it's like, we're hanging up. Love you. Bye. But yeah. And I do that with my sister, my dad. But it is a thing because in some families, sisters and dads and moms, they don't hang up the phone that way. And for me, that's just how we grew up. And that's what we do.
The top three, I love you. Hello there.
What?
I don't know.
Hello there.
And goodbye, sweetie. Researchers found the couples who heard all three of those phrases have the happiest relationships.
Interesting.
So there you go. Lunchbox, what do you say to your wife every day? Anything?
I say love you.
Yeah, love you.
I mean, not every time I talk to her, but every day.
You hang up the phone like that?
No, we don't go to bed usually. It's love you, good night. Mwah. Give her a little smoochy smooch.
Do you guys smooch every time you leave the house if they're there, Lunchbox?
No.
Amy?
No. Mm. Sometimes I'll be running out the door to work and it'll be early and I'm like leaving and I'll be at the door and I have to be on time, obviously. And he's like, okay, fine. You leaving without giving me a kiss? And I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. Sorry.
I've been married a long time. Been married a long time.
Yeah. Bobby Bone,
come on. I saw this story about Ashton Kutcher. And so the headline is Ashton Kutcher snaps a picture with a dude that he hit on a scooter. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
The 19-year-old victim, Leo Morgani, says that Ashton didn't see him scooting down the street. He was pulling out of his driveway in his black Tesla. He's okay. A few scrapes and bruises. And Ashton Kutcher was super cool. Yeah, because he didn't want to get sued.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He immediately got out of his car, made sure he was all right. And when he said, oh, I'm a fan, Ashton Kutcher took a picture with him.
Nice.
Surely he got some money, too, right?
I have no idea. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we're looking
Ashton's
at the picture now.
Like, whoops, sorry, I hit you with my car.
And here's $10,000.
Maybe. On the side?
Yeah, be quiet. Mm-hmm. Speaking of money, I saw where gamers, video gamers, will earn more than pro athletes in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
What?
The popularity of video games is growing so quickly that we're getting close to a time when gamers will make more money than pro athletes. Several top gamers are already making millions of dollars every year, and that's just tournaments. They make more in endorsements. So, the League of Legends tournament draws over 36 million viewers. That's five times more than any sports championship. Wow. Not including the Super Bowl, but any other one. Now, Florida Chick-fil-A throws a surprise 100th birthday party for a loyal customer. One guy turned 100 years old. Staffers at his local Chick-fil-A took it upon themselves, and they had a birthday celebration. On September 21st, this guy named Steven visited the Chick-fil-A as his weekly ritual, and they were all there, and they had a 100th birthday party for him.
I love that.
I would be scared to have a surprise anything for anybody 100.
Yeah, that's very true, because you never know what's going to just, you know.
Maybe it's like...
make their heart...
Hey, put your hand slowly on his back. Surprise!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday! I saw a story that reminded me of your Lunchbox. A guy wants to drink 50 beers in 50 states.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Is that something you would aspire to do?
I mean, if I had the money to travel the world like that, I would do it.
The world? You mean the 50 states?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the world.
A craft beer fanatic named Phil is taking on the challenge of attempting to drink 50 beers in each of the 50 states. And he's on Facebook with a page he's calling Beer Goals. And you like the taste of beer, huh?
Yeah, it's good once you get used to it. When you first start drinking it, you think it's like puke, but then it's like, man, this puke's getting better and better, and this is actually pretty good.
Now that you had a baby, are you still drinking as much beer?
You know, not really. But you can have a beer at night when the baby's sleeping, you know, you relax on the couch, and you're like, the day is over, stress-free, give me a beer.
Do you ever drink beer to relax, or is it you drink beer to drink?
No, I drink it to relax, like it tastes good and you want to hang out, but I do like to drink it to drink on the weekends.
How was Vegas for you? Did you go hard?
Oh, I went hard. Hard.
We had our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and so I didn't see much of you guys. I worked the whole first night, and the second day the band played, Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots played, and then I did a podcast with Mike Posner for 23andMe, and then I had to get back for Dancing with the Stars, which is tonight. So I didn't see any of you guys partying. But Lunchbox, how'd it go with you?
I went good. I stayed out of trouble, but stayed up late, stayed out, you know, until
like
the wee hours of the morning, but I'm here on a Monday.
Yeah. You sound like it.
Well,
I got that Vegas voice.
Take care of that voice.
Hey, I got that Vegas voice. There's nothing you can do in Vegas.
Do you feel like you can feel you getting older?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because usually in Vegas, you're like not even worried about a clock, but this time I'm looking at the clock going, ooh, it's already 3:30. I got to be up to go to the daytime to watch the Raging Idiots play at 8. Ooh, I bet,
3:30. 3:30 in the morning.
Aren't you like 36, 37 years old?
Yeah, why?
3:30.
Bobby, Saturday morning, I got up to go on a walk at 7 a.m. and was walking through the casino and saw someone that works at our company, and they had not been to bed yet.
And they're an adult? Like an adult?
Oh, yeah. Like, they work. They have it. And they were going to go straight to the village. Like, it blew my mind because I was like out from a morning show. I'm like, oh, wow, you're up and dressed early. And they're like, no, no, haven't gone to bed yet.
Undressed yet.
That's how you do it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30 Second Skinny.
Blake Shelton will be in the upcoming animated movie Ugly Dolls. He's going to be playing the Ox, the unofficial mayor of Uglyville.
Huh. Well, listen, that's a great payday.
Mm-hmm.
To be in an animated movie. And I bet the Ox is, listen, I'm also from Arkansas, so I say this with love because Blake's from Oklahoma. I bet Uglyville is a hillbilly town.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, good for Blake. When's the last time you saw Blake Shelton?
It's been a while.
It has, right?
Yeah, he's just, because, I mean, I think he's just in his life with Gwen.
He's in L.A.
Right. L.A. life.
I say that as we're literally in California right now. Like, I'm such a hypocrite.
Maybe we'll run into him here.
I know. Yeah, by the way, Dancing with the Stars is tonight, and I'll be on that. And Blake, like myself, are trying to represent the hillbillies all over the place.
That's
Arkansas
right.
and Oklahoma, trying to make it out there. What else, Morgan, number two?
So while Carrie Underwood was performing at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, she told everyone in the crowd that her baby was loving it. It started kicking during her song, Last Name.
How did her set go, Amy?
Because it was amazing.
I was gone by then.
Yeah, she did great. Like, she worked the crowd. I mean, by working the crowd, I mean with her vocals. She didn't, like, move along the stage.
She didn't jump in and sing crowd surf?
Yes. I will say, I think she was a little bit more tame with, like, where she was moving because she's pregnant, but that did not affect her vocals one bit.
I was thinking about her because she sings hard.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you're pregnant, you have a baby inside of you, and you're singing that hard. Because if I'm full and I do this radio show, mm-hmm. I'm bothered by that.
Yes, me
too. I can't imagine having a baby and going that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I missed her. I did see Jason Aldean. We did some stuff together, and it was really good at our iHeartRadio Music Festival. What else, Morgan, number two?
Eric Church announced his Double Down Tour. He's going to be playing two nights in most of the 27 tour cities. Tickets are going on sale on October 5th, the same day he releases his album, Desperate Man.
Yeah, I can't wait for that record. And it's a cool thing because what happens is, when you play one show one night, scalpers get all the tickets. They sell them for double the price. What he's done by playing two nights is made that many more tickets available, so the demand isn't so crazy high, which gives everybody a chance to come to the show.
Yeah, and he has no opening act, so it's just Eric Church singing for 3 hours.
Yeah. Now, yeah, listen, if you're an Eric Church fan,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. All right, Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Porter County, Indiana. A 27-year-old woman was arrested after she let the kids drive the bus. That's right. She's
wow,
the bus.
Wow. Wow.
No.
She's the bus driver, and she let an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 17-year-old drive the bus because they said, oh, it looks like so much fun. We want to drive the bus.
Coolest bus driver ever. If you're a kid.
If you're a kid, but come on now.
And she said, make sure you don't tell any other adults. Only problem is one kid took a video and put it on Twitter.
Of course they did. Why would you even drive a bus if you couldn't put it on Insta story? You know? All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is a personal tell me something good because we have a foster dog, well, you know, that we're going to bring into our home, and she just got potty trained, so she's no longer going to pee in the house.
Well, she's your dog. So for our listeners that are new, and this is good because I've been wondering about this.
Okay.
You have two children.
Yes.
11 and 8. You adopted them from Haiti. They've been here since December of last year, roughly.
Yep.
They're your kids. They want a dog.
So bad.
So you fostered a dog just to see how it would go. Not adopted yet.
Nope. Totally just took it into our home on, you know, just to see how it goes, fostering it.
And
it just got rescued.
Then it got sick. It had to go to the hospital.
Deathly sick.
But now it's back in the house?
We have a unique situation right now where we're all over the place. It wouldn't be fair to bring her in. So we had this nice family that offered to foster her until we can be equipped with our schedules to take a dog in, which is about 2 more weeks from now. And this family, they straight up potty trained her for us. And I got an email that she's potty trained. And I was like, shout out, foster family.
So, but you're keeping... Are you telling us now that it's going to be your dog?
Yeah,
this is the first time we've heard about this.
It's our dog.
You're officially saying you're taking the dog and it's going
to
be your dog.
We pay for her dog food. We send it to the foster family. Like, she is our dog.
Okay, come on. Come on.
Yes.
Here we go.
It's awesome because, I mean, like a few weeks ago, she was literally tied up outside and she spent the first year of her life just on a rope. And now she's going to get to come to our house and play with two kids and we'll walk her every day and she's going to have a great life.
Love it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy's so nice. She knows I had a long night last night rehearsing and she brought me a dirty chai latte with two shots of espresso. And she brought me a chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm. But I, you know why I chose the chocolate chip cookie?
No.
Well, I was at Starbucks and I asked them what it, I looked at all the pastries and they have the caloric value on everything. And I said, which one has, what treat here has the most calories? And fun fact, the chocolate chip cookie has 580 calories. Like, I would, if I was picking out a treat and I was trying to be like, I want a treat, but I don't want to get too many calories. I'll be like, you know what? I'm probably going to go with the cookie because that croissant looks like it's probably got a lot of calories.
Oh, the cookie has more than the croissant.
That chocolate chip cookie is the most caloric thing in that box.
And you got it for me because?
Because I just really feel like we need to up your calories. I'm really worried about you losing too much weight on Dancing with the Stars.
My dance partner's concerned too. I had to get my pants taken in again.
Yeah.
From 3 days ago.
Wow.
I know.
So that's why.
Well, thank you. It was very nice of you. I don't know. I've lost a bunch of weight. I don't know how long I'm going to last on the show, so I don't care right now. I didn't have the best rehearsal last night, but we can talk about that later.
Okay.
My dance partner's coming in a bit. But let's play Lunchbox versus Amy. We'll get to... By the way, if you're listening and you'll vote for Dancing with the Stars tonight, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm moving on.
He's so great.
Because I'm going to tell you, there's some great dancers that don't freak out when the music starts. Whenever they start, the music starts for me, this is what happens in my head. It's, dude,
I would too. I mean, like it's going, crazy.
You know how a car does the RPM? So it goes, When that music starts clicking, because it goes tick, 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 tick before the band starts. When it starts to do that, it's like you're revving into the red. And it just stays in the red. And I'm just fighting the tornado the whole time. Whew. Tonight, watch.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
Watch.
It'll be a disaster.
And vote.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Let's go Amy versus Lunchbox. I will ask Amy three questions meant for Lunchbox, meant for guys. Lunchbox, three questions meant for girls. And we'll see who wins. Here we go. Amy, question number one. What's the name of Bruce Willis's character in Die Hard?
I don't even know if I've seen Die Hard. Like,
oh, it's
for
so
real.
Good.
I've seen that one where it's like they have an office Christmas party.
That's
and
it. Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay, mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Paul,
incorrect.
No. What is it?
Lunchbox, you want to steal?
Yeah, Johnny Red.
No, I would have just accepted John or Johnny, but it's John McClane.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have just accepted John. Amy, the Lamborghini, it sells the most of what color? Lamborghinis.
I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is red, but I'm sure there's some obnoxious people that buy yellow.
What is your answer?
Yellow.
What do you think about that, Lunchbox? You like Lamborghinis?
Yeah, it is red for sure.
The answer is yellow. What? Yes,
yeah!
There it is.
Whoa. Okay. I think, honestly, like my friend, I feel like I've heard that stuff somewhere living in my subconscious. I feel like I've heard that before.
Amy.
Yeah.
Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas are fictional cities in what popular video game? Liberty City, Vice City, and San Andreas are fictional cities in what video game?
Obviously that's
Incorrect.
Grand Theft Auto.
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Lunchbox?
Grand Theft Auto.
Correct.
That's what...
I started saying incorrect before. Amy, I have to go by the rules.
Oh, sorry. I just couldn't, it was on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't think of it.
The score is 1-1. Lunchbox, over to you. Joe Alwyn is the boyfriend of what pop star? Is that how you say his name? Joe Alwyn? Joe, A-L-W-Y-N. Joe Alwyn.
Joe Alwyn.
Alwyn is the boyfriend of what star?
Ooh, that is going to be Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. That's incorrect. Amy, these are girl questions.
Yeah.
Can you take this one?
Pop star?
Go ahead.
Joe Alwyn. Cardi B.
The answer is Taylor Swift.
When did she start dating this
Forever.
Dude?
Forever. It's the big blonde dude. The big, yeah.
That, what?
Yeah.
She does not post about him.
Yeah, she does. A little bit.
She does?
The magazines do. Amy's Googling it. Okay, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What city is known as the world of fashion?
Oh, it's New York City Fashion Week, yo.
Incorrect. Amy, you can steal.
The world of fashion?
Is in what city?
Does it have to be in the U.S.?
What city, Amy? I'm giving you nothing here.
Okay, Paris.
Correct.
Boom.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Your final question, meant for females. What exercise program consists of low-impact flexibility and muscular strength and endurance movements?
What endurance?
What exercise program consists of low-impact flexibility and muscular strength and endurance movements?
Yeah, pyrotechnics.
What?
Wait, what? I think you're in the right place.
What?
Pyrotechnics is fire and explosions. I think he means Pilates.
Ah!
And that would have been the answer.
Well, I don't even get a chance
you
to
won
steal
already.
It now.
No, you won already.
Oh,
Amy's
on
here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Play a song here. Lunchbox, does Pilates and pyrotechnics, does that ring kind of a similar feel?
They're spelled pretty similar, and they just kind of got convoluted in my brain.
Convoluted. He's just tossing words out right now. I love it. Bobby Bone, come on. Hey, tonight I'll be on Dancing with the Stars, and Amy will be there because Amy's with me right now. She's my closest friend, decided to stay and support me, and I'm very grateful that you're coming.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like,
it's crazy. I walked in there yesterday, and I was like, what's happening with my life?
Thinking about it, I just smile. Like, when I see you walk out there and start dancing, like, I'm going to freak out. But I'm going to honestly be so nervous for you.
Yeah.
I'm nervous
right now.
I can't even. I know. I get nervous when I think about it. I'm like, okay, he's got to focus. He's got to concentrate on the moves.
I'm focused as hard as I can.
I need to focus. But then when that, you know, I don't want your mind to go blank. I don't want you to forget a move. I really don't want you to trip and fall.
I know. And I have to jump.
It's just going to be the worst.
I have to jump.
Like, if you fall, I'm going to, like, run out there and, like, pick you up and be like, let's just go home. Let's just go. It's time. Wave to America and let's just say bye.
Can you imagine? Amy's like, so the thing in high school was you never wanted your mom. My mom never came to games. But the thing was with players, when they got hurt, they never wanted their mom to run out on the field. Can you? Because I have to jump off the stage, like a really high thing. I jump off the stage.
I did not need to know that.
And I go down and Amy runs out in the middle on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait, Bobby. We're out of here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Amy, that's funny. That's tonight. And please vote. I don't vote for things. I'll be honest with you. I don't vote for things on TV, really. And I'm asking people to do something that I don't do.
Right. Same here. Listen, people, I'm with you. If you've never voted before, my name's Amy. I've never voted before, and I'm going to be voting. So let's just do this. We've got to support Bobby.
You don't have to.
No.
But I need it because I'm not as good as most of the people on the show.
Okay. We don't have to.
You don't have to.
But it'd be great if you did.
If you go to BobbyBones.com or my Instagram or Mr. Bobby Bones, all the phone numbers up there, you know, you'll see it all. But yeah, it's tonight. So enough about that. My dance partner will come in a bit and talk.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We were at our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas over the weekend, and Lunchbox runs into Sarah Hyland, who is on Modern Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend is Wells Adams, who's from The Bachelorette. So Lunchbox loves all of that. He's so into The Bachelor, guys. It's so weird to watch him.
Oh, he was
geeking out. Over dudes whose talent is just being single and good looking. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like, I would geek out. I saw, I saw Logic. That was cool. Kind of the rapper.
Right. Yeah, he's a rapper.
I saw, who else did I see that I thought was cool?
Oh my gosh. Luke Perry was there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. From 90210.
Paul Dylan. Abdul.
I saw Paul Abdul.
I was geeking out at Paul Abdul. And then she was so tiny. It was crazy because I'd never seen her in person before. I was like, oh my gosh.
And all of this, Lunchbox is like, no problem. Nothing. And then he sees some of those dudes like Nick Vale from The Bachelor. What's his name?
Vale?
Nick Vile.
Yeah.
Vile.
He's like, look at him. Like, dude.
And Dean, did you see Dean there?
Lunchbox is like, take a picture. Can you take a picture? Can I get a pic?
So he goes up to Sarah Hyland, who's a big actress, by the way.
Yeah.
And so what did you say to her?
I was going to try to act calm and just say, hey, I'm a big fan, and tell her I liked her on Modern Family, and I didn't get any of that out, I don't think.
All right, here's some audio of Lunchbox talking to Sarah Hyland. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. This is Sarah Hyland. She is so awesome and hilarious. Congratulations on 1 year. Yes, her first kiss with Wells. And she's an amazing actress.
Wait, what?
What? Are you, like, interviewing her?
Well, I was going to interview her. Yeah.
What did you congratulate her on?
On 1 year anniversary. They just did a story on Us Weekly about how her and Wells celebrated 1 year, and she was quoted in that article as saying, yeah, it's so awesome. Wells gave me my last kiss. So I was trying to quote the article back to her.
What'd she think about that?
I don't know if she even got a word out or she just looked at me and goes, okay, and walked away. Because I didn't even introduce myself. She was just walking around, and I just went up to her and started talking without saying, hi, nice to meet you, anything. I panicked because I couldn't believe she was right there.
Who else did Lunchbox go up to and just start? Oh, he went up to my Dancing with the Stars partner, too, with his phone and start recording her.
Oh.
And a little bit, you have to go up to someone and go, hey, I'm going to put you on my Instagram story. Is that okay? But he doesn't do that.
No, he just walks right up.
He just walks up and starts recording.
Yeah.
So did you find her to be nice, Lunchbox?
Yeah, yeah. She was very pleasant, very open, talked very glowingly about you, and was
I'm talking about Sarah Hyland.
Oh. Yeah, she was really nice, really nice. But I do, people said by looking at the video, her eyes, she was a little creeped out.
But my Dancing with the Stars partner was nice to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good. We're good, man. What?
I blew it. And then the rest of the night, I kept going, man, how do I go back up to her and like
yeah, you don't.
Yeah, so I just left it alone and...
You don't.
That's it. That was my one shot with Haley Dunphy.
That's her character name?
Yeah, on Modern Family, but...
Everybody have fun, by the way, in Vegas?
Yeah. I had a blast.
You're the best part of iHeartRadio Music Festival Lunchbox to you?
Ooh, I'm going to tell you, I watched Imagine Dragons. They were really good.
Yeah, they do.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah, they're good.
That guy, their lead singer, he looks like a Navy SEAL. He's like 6'6", maybe, totally ripped.
Was he that big?
He was up there. Let me tell you, that band, they're very eclectic. Like, they all look, his band is like super cool and like all these weird clothes. And then he straight up was on stage in black running shorts, a black t-shirt, and black tennis shoes. Like, he just finished doing the Iron Man. And he's like performing.
He might have.
I couldn't get over it. And he was amazing.
Lunchbox, best artist that you saw?
I would say Imagine Dragons were awesome. Carrie Underwood was really good. And then who else did I see that I was like, oh, I know that song. Leonard Skinner had a couple songs I actually knew.
They do. Sweet Home Alabama and Free Bird. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
Amy?
I loved Justin Timberlake, and Luke Bryan was totally awesome.
I saw Childish Gambino because it was right on the side of the stage, and he came off, and he had broken his foot before the show, and he went right into a wheelchair.
Interesting.
And he went out and danced with a bad foot, and as soon as he got off the stage, boom, right into a wheelchair. I was like, what happened? He goes, he broke his foot.
Wow.
But he still went out. He was going to perform on a stool. And he was like, I'm just going to go. And he went out.
And he still like walked around and moved around. Mariah Carey didn't move once.
Oh, she did?
She performed and she stood in the same exact spot the entire... Like, it's like they put her out there and she stood there. I think she moved her knees a few times, but her feet like never moved. And she had a teleprompter for all of her songs.
Oh, I wish I had that. Like, Eddie and I played the Raging Idiots we played.
Yeah.
And I would take a teleprompter tomorrow. I'd take an iPad. Yeah. I'd take paper on the ground. I can't remember anything.
Oh my gosh. Can I... Oh, there's so many good things. I mean, Jason,
so many good things.
Was good. Carrie was amazing, obviously, but Kelly Clarkson was so fun.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Ludacris, loved it.
Yeah, he went out and did, like, mini sets.
Yeah.
It was good. Bobby Bone, come on. Hey, so tonight's the big night. It's Dancing with the Stars, the first episode, and Sharna Burgess, my dance partner, is here.
Hi.
How do we feel?
I feel incredible. I'm so ready to just do this. We've been working on this one for so long. We are so ready. You've put in the work. It's time to just get out there and do the thing.
But what happens tonight if, because what there's a click track. And what that is goes tick, 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 tick. And then the music starts.
Yes.
What happens if like I'm off? At the beginning.
Well, then I get you back on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened with you?
Absolutely.
Oh, it has?
Yes. Actually, I had a huge moment a couple of seasons ago. Nick Carter, Backstreet Boy, all the dance experience in the world. And it was in the middle of the dance and we had a fumble and he wasn't getting it back together. And I stopped him in the middle of the dance. I was like, I got you. Let's do this together. Sometimes you need to refocus. But Bobby, you're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss anything. You're going to have confidence and faith in yourself. We have got this.
I hope if you're listening, I beg of you to please vote for me. I don't even know how good I'm going to do. I don't know how bad I'm going to do. I don't know if I need the help. Probably going to need the help. But if you're listening now, you know, I don't ask for much. My knees are beat up.
Your knees are.
Emotionally, it's been difficult because it's just so... Every day I'm like a toddler. Because even if we figure something out,
yes,
it's on to the next thing.
Yes, always.
And so I'm always in that state of... Oh, I have to figure this out. So we spend 5-6 hours every day of me just going, oh my God, I got to figure it. Always.
Just in total panic mode.
I tell you, Sharna, what's important to me is, and I think we've been able to do this pretty good, is actually have human time outside of the room.
Yeah.
Because it makes us, equal's not the thing, but it makes us humans.
Yes.
Because exactly. We're not humans in the room. You're the teacher. And I'm the kindergartner.
Yeah, and I boss you around for 5 hours. The whole time. And sometimes I get sassy. We can say that. Sometimes I get sassy.
I think you're good for me because I just like to go A to B in the most effective way possible. Right. I don't need to be coddled.
Yes.
I just need consistency.
Yes.
And so I believe you're consistent with me. When I'm not doing what you expect, you let me know. But when I am, and I think I've gotten better at this too, when you say, hey, you did a good job, I've gotten better at going, okay, thank you.
Yes, you have definitely. I've seen it register with you and I see that you feel it. Like, okay, she said I did good. I feel like I did good. And honestly, the last week leading up to this, to tonight, I've seen you smile and enjoy and have fun and your personality comes out in the middle of the dance now. You're no longer rolling your eyes into the back of your head.
Sharna was getting on to me because I would roll my eyes and open my mouth. That's my figure it out face. When I don't know what's going on, I look like a zombie.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yes. And so tonight, I'm trying to get the expressions. So we have two dances. Is this the first time ever we've had to do two dances?
In week one, yes. And I've got to be real with you. You doing two different jives for week one. They are notoriously the fastest, most high-intensity dance, and you're battling with travel and being a little bit unwell and your body's still trying to catch up. It is beating you up, and it should. It's beating my body up. Two jives in week one is intense.
So we're doing a jive tonight, and if you're listening and you watch Dancing with the Stars tonight, I hope you vote for me.
Please vote for us.
Please. Vote. We're hashtag Team Beauty and the Geek, and you know, I don't even know. Like, I'm nervous.
I see.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
That's okay.
And that's I'm a performer, and I'm still nervous. Like, I am.
I'm actually really excited to find out whether you are a lights, camera, action, clutch kind of dude and it just comes together, or you're going to just be a hot mess the entire time and I'll be keeping you through it.
Probably the second one.
Stop that.
Probably the second one.
Don't say that.
This is my MO. I'll probably be a bit of like, oh my God. And if I get through it once, I'm good forever.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to act like I'm cooler than I am because I'm not. I've never danced. I've never danced on TV. I never danced on TV with a pretty girl. It's three elements.
Babe, most of the people on this show haven't.
Okay, cool. I'm one of them.
Everyone's in the same boat.
Not everyone, because there's some really great dancers on this show.
True. Doesn't mean they always go the whole way. We've had some incredible dancers not make it to the finale before. It depends on everything. You know, it's not just the dance. It's us as a team. It's our chemistry. It's our story. It's what the dance is about. It's you. And you are so freaking lovable. And everyone listening knows that. Your B team is amazing. And our fans are going to get to know that about you. And I think they're not going to be able to do anything but vote for you to keep you on to know more about you and your story. And I'm excited for that.
I'm hoping. Well, everyone, tonight, the premiere, I'm on Dancing with the Stars. I hope you watch and I hope you vote. And all the information how to vote is at bobbybones.com. So we'll put it up how you can do all the calls and the Facebook and everything. But bobbybones.com. Sharna Burgess is here. Check her website out today, too. She does lots of cool things. SharnaBurgess.com. BURGESS.com. And I guess we will leave now. Well, you got to go now. I got to finish the show. But
I need hair and makeup.
Yes. And then tonight we'll be on on TV, on ABC, Dancing with the Stars, which is crazy. Thank you, Sharna.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
DeAndre Matthews just graduated from trade school. He's trying to become an electrician. He applied for 30 different jobs. No one hired him. He said, what am I going to do? Goes out on the street corner, makes a sign, says, I'm striving for greatness, and handing out resumes. And guess what? Got a job. Hashtag strive for greatness.
Hashtag.
Did he put the hashtag on his sign?
Yeah, he put the hashtag on there.
You gotta love someone who will just go out and not complain about the world being against them, not complain and just go, all right, I'm just gonna jump into it. And he did. He held a sign up.
Yeah.
I always like honesty in my street signs too. You don't have to be motivational even.
What if it's honest? Like, give me money. I'm going to go buy beer.
I will give that person money versus someone that goes, hey, I'm a Vietnam vet, but the dude's 24 years old.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense.
Where
you know they're lying.
Yeah, they should really hit their history right. Yes.
They should Wikipedia that a little better.
Like, fresh back from Afghanistan.
Yeah. That's a Lunchbox good story, bud. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you love puzzle games but get bored from crushing candy, it's time to try the ridiculously fun puzzle game Best Fiends. Honestly, nothing like it. And once you play Best Fiends, you're going to love Best Fiends. It has cute characters that you collect, fun puzzles, daily and weekly events, and best of all, Best Fiends updates every month with new levels and features. I find myself playing the game all the time. It's the perfect game to play during downtime or really any time. Best Fiends is that good. Don't believe me? Check out the reviews. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play Best Fiends, you will know why people cannot stop playing it. You will know why people keep tweeting me. It's basically gotten so many listeners obsessed with the game. And they love me for it, too. What are you waiting for? Give it a try. Even let me know what you think. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. I bet you love it, too. I bet you end up tweeting me. I'm just making a bet here. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why did Tom Hanks move to the Amazon?
Why did Tom Hanks move to the Amazon?
So he could be in the rainforest rain.
Yeah.
For our millennials, that's a Forrest Gump. Run, Forrest, run.
Yeah, but
rain, Forrest, rain. Mm-hmm. There you go. Morning Corny, there it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Here are some Halloween costumes that are very pop culture based. So you go, oh, that's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yodeling boy. Yoda boy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he came on and he came in the show. It was a huge deal. Everybody geeked out like crazy. I haven't heard from him much lately. He's actually pretty good, too.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, don't know. That's a funny one. You can dress as a Tide Pod if you want to make people laugh.
Okay.
Just,
I'm trying to figure out how you would do that, but...
Well, like a big white pillow and then put the little colors in the middle.
Gotcha. Like a swirly color on each side.
You can be a couple costume and be Yanny or Laurel.
Oh.
Remember that when it was like, what do you hear? Yanny or Laurel?
And it's almost like, if y'all weren't hearing what I was hearing, I'm like, you're lying.
And I think all of you guys heard differently than I was hearing, and you guys made fun of me just endlessly.
Yeah.
That's a funny one. The Super Bowl selfie kid, you can dress as him. You can put lanyards all over your sweatshirt and hold a cell phone, and on Google on your cell phone have, who is Justin Timberlake?
Okay.
There you go. And then you can be Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Ariana would be an oversized sweatshirt with the
tall boots and the ears. Yeah.
And then Pete is a white graphic tee to layer under your jacket with fake tattoos. I don't know. I like that dude. You know what? I think I just see what I wished I would have been in that. He's just a goofy, funny dude to hit the lottery because he's funny.
Okay.
And maybe listen, I should take that back. I've got some really wonderful girls. Not because I'm good looking, but because I'm kind of funny. So...
Oh, you're saying he hit the lottery with Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, as far as guys think, because we go, man, how do we get an awesome girl? Like, he's goofy looking. I'm goofy looking. I look at that dude and I go, awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. Like, you're representing us well. All us goofy white dudes.
there's hope.
There's, yeah. Like, you're funny enough, there's hope. Bobby Bone, come on. A passenger was removed from a flight after they headbutted the flight attendant. I mean, for sure, alcohol is involved, right?
You think.
A violent and unruly passenger forced a Delta flight to make an emergency landing in Oklahoma City Friday morning. 28-year-old Derek Edward Moss had to be restrained. The captain then determined he needed to be removed from the flight to ensure the safety of other passengers. He appeared intoxicated but didn't seem dangerous early on in the flight. Then he ordered two more alcoholic beverages. The flight attendant said, "Hey, I don't think you should drink anymore." And then he became verbally abusive and then headbutted another flight attendant. Like, that's jail, right? That's assault. And then you're doing it in an airplane. Anything in an airplane, three times worse.
Yeah.
Whatever the crime it is you're doing, you do it in an airplane, three times worse. You pee on somebody, go to jail for a year.
Three times. If you pee on someone on the ground, you go to jail for 3 months.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
You did January through March on the ground.
Yeah.
You pee on somebody in the air, you go to jail for a year. Okay. Everything in airports or airplanes.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Yeah, that story's from KOCO5.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's with me in California this morning. She's going to go to Dancing with the Stars tonight, which I'm on. I hope you watch. I hope you vote. I'm going to tell you, I'm not that good. I'm just trying to survive. I'm the working man's dancer. I'm the working man's dancer. Just trying to get by. Well, I'm living paycheck to paycheck over here on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Well, but certainly not the worst.
I don't know. I hope people screw up tonight so bad. Like, I'm rooting for people.
What?
Yeah, I need them to, because I'm...
Oh, yeah, because this is the only way you can get ahead.
It's the only way I'm going to get ahead.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the best attitude, but I've been putting in the work. We'll see how it goes. So Amy's with me, but that means if you're here with me, your two kids needed someone to watch them, right?
Yes. So over time, we've been trying to find some new sitters so we could have a good rotation of people between work schedules and whatnot. So I want, first of all, our babysitter list basically consists of Hillary, phone screener Hillary. And a lot of times she has to be at work with us. So that's not really going to work anymore. So I've sort of been holding auditions, if you will.
Okay.
And I'm at about like 5 different people rotating so we can like have a handful of people we can call on if we need help. And day one of those people... She kissed the kids.
What do you mean?
Like gave them a kiss, not on the lips, but like on their face. Like, well, actually, Sashira might've been the face and Stevenson might've been the lips. It was like pretty close, you know, like, like that. And I just kind of thought, whoa. I don't know. Do you go? I mean, that's day one of her meeting them.
Maybe she was... I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Okay. I know. Okay.
Maybe she just wanted to show you that she's a caring person.
Yeah. But I don't... I don't know. I know for my daughter, she barely... She probably is more into like, okay with a stranger kissing her than me, but she's very... You know, sometimes it's difficult and I will kiss her on the cheek or the forehead. My son will kiss me, no problem, but she won't ever. I have to like beg. I'm like, give me a kiss on the cheek. And she's like, ugh, she rolls her eyes. It's this whole production. So I kind of give up on that. But like with my son, I don't know. And then if you're still, yeah, we're considering you to like be someone that's going to babysit our kids, but you're still new to them day one. Like if Hillary wanted to kiss, fine. Maybe.
Even though that'd be weird to you too.
But day one, I just didn't know if I'm being ridiculous about this or, I mean, I didn't make a comment. I'm not making it a big deal, except for now. But
does she listen to the show?
Don't know. No. That's why you'll never know which one of the 5 it is. But yeah, am I being weird?
No, I think they're your kids. You can have your own feelings about what happens with your kids. I don't think a feeling is ever wrong.
Because I'm not looking for someone to like have this major connection with my kids either or try to be their best friend. Like I want people to come in that are going to like be able to be cool with them, but be a disciplinarian as well and make sure they stay in line and not trying to be all like, and my kid's already coming from an orphanage situation and their upbringing, living a lot of their life without unconditional love. Like there's attachment issues. Like I don't know. I'm just like, hold off on the kisses.
So... On the other spectrum, what if she spanked the kids quickly?
No. Only my husband and I spank the kids.
Okay. Then would you say only your husband and you can kiss the kids? That's fair. I think you set your own rules.
You're helping me play this out. I don't know. I just had never. I just was kind of taken aback when she was like leaving. She's like, give me a kiss. I'm like, what? You just met them.
Did you say anything to her?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Are you going to keep her?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she might be like, you know, sometimes you got to go down the babysitter Rolodex and might be like, call this person, call the, I mean, mom's listening, know what I'm talking about.
Then kissy sitter's fifth.
You got the person at the top of the list and then you got the few other people. But we're just now starting to build our list. Like, seriously, we need like more than just Hillary.
Why don't we put it up on Facebook? Go to BobbyBones.com, find our Facebook page. How would you feel if a new babysitter kissed your kids?
Day one.
Day one.
Because that's, you know, I don't want to act like, you know, she's hung out with them five times. It's day one.
Day one. I can only see her side of it to where she wants to look like a nurturing, loving person.
Totally get that. And maybe she is.
Maybe she is going extra effort to show you that.
Uh-huh.
And you shouldn't write her off already. Maybe you just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then see if she keeps doing it.
Yeah.
And the second day she's trying to make out, that's the trouble. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This game is very simple. I'll give you a movie. You tell me what decade it came out in. You have the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, or the 2010s.
Okay.
Lunchbox, you understand that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's easy.
All right, Amy, you're up first. What decade did Iron Man come out? The 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 00s, or the 2010s? What decade?
2010s.
2010s. It's incorrect.
Oh, shoot.
It came out in 2008, so it'd be 2000s.
Yeah. 2010, exactly.
Lunchbox, your movie. What decade did Dirty Dancing come out?
Ooh. Amy. No, it's 80s. Amy went to see Pretty Woman, so it has to be 80s with Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing came out in 1987. That's correct.
Ooh, wow.
Good one.
Amy, you're down 1 point. What decade did Jurassic Park come out?
The 90s.
Correct. Good. There you go. Lunchbox, your movie's Back to the Future. What decade?
Ooh, that's a good one. 80s.
The 80s is correct. Nice.
Yeah.
1985. Amy, The Dark Knight. The 80s, the 90s, the 00s, or the 2010s? Go ahead.
The 2010s.
Incorrect. 2008, I'm sorry. Same year as Iron Man.
Well, go figure.
Yeah. Lunchbox, Mission Impossible, the first one. Go ahead, Mission Impossible.
1990s.
Correct. Give this guy a prize. He's a winner right there.
Yeah.
All right.
He can't be stopped. Play the guy's song right there. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Fresh off his Vegas bender weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Still with a bit of voice.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This couple, Wesley and Katie, were driving down the road in North Carolina, and they saw a car pull over to the side of the road. And they see a guy in the car throw his hands up like, help. Like, they're just looking at the car, looking at the guy. And so they pull over, older guy. Now, he does critical care transport, which means he moves people that are in trouble. And she is an ER nurse. They pull over. The guy's having a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
She started chest compressions. They did CPR for 12 to 15 minutes. While doing it, he called the ambulance. The man is alive. And now the couple's being honored by the American Red Cross.
Wow, that's cool.
And they went to them and they're like, hey, you're heroes. They're like, hey, we're just doing the right thing. We were trained to do this. And so, but I'm telling you. Honestly, if you see someone pull over the side of the road and throw their arms up, do you pull over?
I don't know that I'm even paying attention.
I know. I wish
happening.
I could say I would do it too.
And then if they throw their arms up, I'm like, oh, they're excited about something. Yeah.
Did their team just make a field goal? Listen, that's a great story. Uh-huh. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us. Good morning to you.
I am a little nervous about tonight, I'm not going to lie. And I'm not even the one dancing.
I know.
So I can't even imagine how you must be feeling. Like, I can't. Like, do you have butterflies in your stomach right now?
Yeah, I do right now. Like, I'm nervous right now.
So do I.
And it's been all fun and goofy leading up until today and tonight. Because it's like, I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
ah, yeah, Bobby's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, like, ha, ha,
and
ha.
Now it's like, oh my gosh, you're going to be on like television.
I could be on YouTube as one of the bad ones forever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm nervous right now. Like, I have butterflies right this second thinking mm-hmm. about tonight. So, yeah. Well, you know, I did a rehearsal last night. The first time I got to go on the stage ever. And I posted on my Insta story and I walked in. I was like, oh my God.
I know, you're like, what is this life?
It's like this
story. It is crazy.
It's crazy.
It makes it real.
It's super. And then, Amy, I got on the stage for rehearsal and there's a band. They don't play a track. There's a band that plays. And so the band you hear a click in. Before the music starts, you hear it. And then the music starts. And so, but they tell me tonight I won't be able to hear that because the crowd's like going, ah. And so now I'm nervous. And when I was running through rehearsal, I was so fast. I was like, I was shot out of a cannon. It was like, doo. And I was just like, ah. Run into my partner, Sharna. Like in the middle of the dance, she's like, slow down, slow down, slow down. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
And that was like eight people watching.
What is her advice on how to like just
suck it up?
Keep it calm.
I perform, but it's different. I usually perform at something that I've gotten pretty good at. If I'm doing stand-up comedy.
This is a totally different type of performance.
It's so, Amy, I feel so vulnerable up there.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay though. You're going to do great. Like, I don't want it to come across negative that I'm also nervous for you too. And like,
petrified.
I'm freaking out about all the bad things that could go wrong. But, but I want to focus on like that you're going to do amazing. It's going to be fine. And
well, and most people don't know who I am.
Like in your brain, yeah. Here's what I was thinking. Because you know, there's something, there's people, and I don't know that I believe this, but just for the sake of this, if you think it over and over and you really convince yourself, like, I just feel like you just need to be like, I'm a dancer. I'm a dancer. Just keep saying that. That's your mantra. I'm a dancer. I'm a dancer. That's what you got to do. That's what you have to do over and over.
What's really kind of gotten me through it?
Because you're not a dancer. So I just really feel like we just ever, you know, in my mind, I need to be like, Bobby's a dancer.
Yeah.
This is great. He's living out. He's a dancer. He's been dancing his whole life.
I haven't though. I don't want to lie to myself.
Okay.
And there's a difference that I've learned in dancing and having rhythm, because I can bounce back and forth, no problem.
You have rhythm, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, being a dancer is a whole different. You have the foot angle, speeds. I have a partner, a teammate. She's a professional athlete. She was in her. But yes, like I didn't sleep very well last night because my heart was just going.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about what was going to happen tonight. And also, I hope people watch it. And really, like, I hope people are inspired by me doing something uncomfortable for me.
Like, that is a good point. I like
that. If you're like, man, I really would like to try to get this promotion or thinking about.
Do something outside of your comfort zone.
Maybe. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't be any less comfortable than I am out on the stage trying to compete and dance. And I'm one of the worst right now. I don't know if I'll get better. I'm going to work. I've put in probably more hours than anybody on the show. There's one girl on the show, Tinashe, who is a Janet Jackson dancer. And she's a pop star. Like, she I don't even know if she has to show up for practice. I think she watches her phone and goes, got it. See, like, see you Monday.
She really is a dancer.
You'll see tonight. She's as good as the dance pros.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, so that doesn't mean that you're going to win over the hearts of America.
Listen.
You know?
She's so good. There are like five of them that are so good. I'm going to try as hard as I can. And I hope people vote tonight because the only way I'm going to get to move on. Also, here's the thing too. If you lose, they vote someone off Tuesday night because I have to do two dances in 2 days. If you lose, they send you immediately. I have to get on an airplane, fly to New York and do all the loser press. You got to fly, go get on Good Morning America.
That's what they call it, loser press.
That's what I call it. And you have to go dance your loser dance.
You do?
The next morning.
What?
So I got to do the show. And then hop over and do my dance that I just lost with. You got to fly overnight to New York immediately after the show. They say have your bag packed. And maybe they've only told me that and they haven't told others. But I have a bag packed for tomorrow night if I get voted off.
They have a list of the people that should probably pack a bag.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell you what song I'm dancing to. I mean, am I supposed to tell
you? Can you? I don't know.
I mean, like, really, who cares, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's happening today.
And it's been put on the internet.
Oh, well, then say it.
But I don't know if I, whatever. So I wanted to do a country song. That's who I am. And so tonight, and I love 90s country. And so I'm doing Travis Tritt, Trouble. So, mm-hmm. Do we have a clip of that song? Here's, you probably know the song. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to be dancing with.
tonight. And
I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
There you go. I mean, hearing this song drives me crazy, Amy, because I'm... Turn it up. It gets me excited hearing this. Oh, no. I can imagine my moods right now. And it's the jive, which is so fast. I don't know the difference until now. But the jive is high impact. Jump, 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 kick, 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 jump, jump, jump. We have the whole Nashville backdrop from all the bars on Broadway.
It's cool.
And thanks to Tootsie's and all these places that are letting us use their image, because usually they charge or say no. And Dancing with Stars call and say, hey, Bobby's doing Dancing with the Stars. And we're like, oh, perfect. Use it. Wonderful. So I'm grateful that they allowed that.
Wow. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be.
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
You're going to do great. You're a dancer.
You think I'm going to do bad, huh?
No.
I sent Amy a video of me not doing well in rehearsal. And I think that kind of freaked her out. Because what if I do that on national TV?
Okay. But here's the thing. People watching, they don't know the routine. So it looks like your mess up could be a part of the routine, but sort of awkward.
Yeah, it was sort of awkward.
Yeah, Sharna handled it well. Like, she's a professional.
We were mic'd up, even for rehearsal. Okay. And so she was, like, yelling me through a smile.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, tonight, Dancing with the Stars. I hope people vote. I'll stop with that now. But, I'm nervous. I'll just be honest with you. I'm nervous. But it's okay to be nervous. Things are only, like, you only get nervous about things that are important to you. You never get nervous about something that's not important to you. Like, think about all the times you've been nervous. You got to go speak somewhere. You got to go to the doctor. Like, you only get nerves during important times. And this is important to me. And I want to represent country music. I want to represent people that just watch the show. Like, I'm just a TV watcher. I shouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm not even a star. I got a joke in my comedy act. That's like, I told someone that I was going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And they were like, which star are you dancing with? I haven't told that one yet, I know who I am. I'm just trying to represent my people.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
We stayed at this hotel in Las Vegas for our iHeart Country Music Festival, and they had robots that you just order something on the iPad, and they send the robot out as a dispatch. They put the thing in it. It goes to the elevator, hits the button, goes up to the hallway, drives down the hallway. You open your door, you take the thing from the robot, it goes back downstairs.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's like a Roomba.
Yeah, except...
But a robot.
They brought it. Brought you your sparkling water with lime. That's what I ordered, because I was like, I just got to try this thing out. So...
I know. I would like see him in the hall. I'd be like, excuse me. And I was like, oh my gosh.
You're talking to the robots?
I mean, yeah. I was like, this is what the world is coming to.
I tried to flirt with mine.
I bet you did.
It was a rough weekend in Vegas.
Yeah. Looking pretty good today.
I saw you and Luke Bryan doing some like backstage stuff.
Oh, yeah. I did an interview with him, and then we talked for a while, and then we did a little kid and play.
But I saw you say that, like, he was super cool, but, like, we know Luke.
I know he is, but I feel like because he did I Heart Country a few months ago, and then here he was again in Vegas. So we see him in the studio, and we see him out and about, and, of course, we know Luke's awesome. But it's like, at some point, you think, like, it's not going to be consistent or something. But he's consistently cool and nice and down to earth, and he's, like, a mega star now, and he hasn't changed. Like, and now he's on American Idol again, and... I don't know. You see him on Idol. Is he consistent there? You know, you just start to wonder about people like, God, they're so good. They're always awesome. Are they really always awesome? But you see him more than I do.
Yeah, he's just a really good dude.
Right.
Which is when you wrote that, like, man, he's so cool. I was like, yeah, of course.
I know, Luke's awesome. We know that. But yeah. It's like you wait for that moment where maybe they just are like not that cool. And the bigger he gets, because let's be honest, in the last 5 years, he's grown a lot.
Yeah.
But he's still the same as he was.
I mean, his skin's a little better. He takes care of himself. He uses some facial products.
Oh.
Yeah, he's same dude.
Yeah, he's same. He's like, I don't know. He's just slowly but surely becoming one of my like
favorite people.
Faves ever.
Yeah. I spent some time with Jason Aldean.
And he's awesome too.
Yeah.
And he's got great skin. What are these guys doing? I noticed it. I'm not joking.
We were in Las Vegas, and you know, at Route 91 last year, Jason was on stage when the guy started shooting down.
Yeah.
And I had played the night before at the same festival, and so they had us come out and do something together with first responders. And so it was a pretty, pretty great moment. It was a very...
Touching.
I hope it was super sincere. Like, when I was talking, I hope it came off as super sincere. You know, and Jason and I both stayed and just thanked off to the side of the stage, which Jason didn't have to do. He had to perform coming up. And we both just sat around and just thanked all the EMS and... the police officers and
yeah, because they were there.
And
yeah,
for him,
it's crazy.
Like, he was on stage when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a good weekend. I didn't see Carrie, and I love Carrie. And I was gone by the time she went on.
Yeah, I hung out with her for a little bit, and she was great. I mean, looked amazing as usual. She's obviously stunning, and her pregnant belly is definitely showing now, but didn't stop her from getting out there and just killing it.
What life are we living now where we're going, yeah, we were with Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. Like, we're just literally a bunch of friends. Like, I grew up in a tiny town in Arkansas, and Amy went to Austin High and was selling granite, and now we're, like, getting to talk on stage.
I know. It's weird. Jason Aldean, even, I was doing a meet and greet with some people that had won, like, on our national level. Like, they texted in the word Vegas, and they actually won. Some people even think that you don't actually win from those text-in things, but you do. And I met the winners, and Jason had a special thing with them. We were in this little tiny room, and I was lined up with the winners, and he was going by and shaking all their hands. And then he came by to me, and he stuck his hand out, and he was like, I'm Jason. And I was kind of like, in my head, I was like, Jason, it's me, Amy. And then he looked at me and goes, Amy, I'm just kidding. But for a second, I was like, I felt like I needed to almost introduce myself to him. And then it felt weird that, yeah, like, these are like our people.
I know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird.
It's weird that we have cool friends.
Yeah.
Because we're not that cool.
Oh, they're way cooler than us. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some notes, by the way, about your dress. Amy wore an outfit on night one of iHeartRadio Music Festival. And it was like a pajama set, but it was like pajama pants and a bra.
And a jacket.
Yeah. It was, I mean, listen, it was awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great outfit.
Okay.
You had your abs all poking out. Like, you really like been working hard.
I have been working hard.
Like, I saw it and I was like, all right, working hard. Like, game recognized game.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was good. I have some comments though from listeners.
Oh, great.
And there was some back and forth from listeners on the comments about Amy's outfit.
I don't even know where these came from. I have not read any comments, so I'll brace myself.
Most listeners agreed you looked great. But some thought it was inappropriate because you're now married with kids.
Well, I've been married for 12 years, almost. And yeah, I'm a new mom for eight, 9 months. Officially 9 months, I guess, by now. So after you have kids, you can't dress cute?
Hey, can we get a that's rude sound effect? Because this is going to kind of turn into a that's rude. So here you go. This is from Robin. Thumbs down on the outfit. If no one will say it, I will. But as a religious mom, you'll be mocked for this. You're married. Yeah. That's rude.
My husband. Okay.
Go ahead.
My husband knew my outfit. So, and he was fine with it.
Rose wrote, Amy, cover up. That's a bra, not a shirt.
I would call it a bralette situation. Okay.
Heather said, love the pantsuit, not so much the sports bra. It's a little extra.
It definitely was extra. I'll give you that. I was nervous about it, but I just kind of trusted it was Vegas. It's a time where you get to play a little more dress up than you would. And yeah, sometimes I'm like, I wear a swimsuit. I get it. I'm not going to wear a swimsuit out. We're not out at the pool. We're working. But I felt like I was fully covered. I had pants and then I had a jacket over it. It was fun.
But I will say this. There were some people that jumped, like some of our country music friends.
Okay.
Maren Morris wrote, body, oddy, oddy, you look incredible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Maren.
Karen Fairchild wrote, gorgeous, from Little Big Town.
Oh, my life is made.
Brooklyn Decker wrote, smoke show.
Oh, thanks, Brooklyn.
Jake Owen said, in this picture that you and I were in, looking good, as does Amy.
Thanks, Jake. Okay.
And then Jamie Lynn Spears put fire emojis.
Wow, what?
So it's so sad I'll never have abs for an outfit like this.
Oh, yeah. You can.
You look great. Listen, you look great.
Well, thank you.
You worked hard. You look great. Don't let the haters hold you down.
Okay, I'll try not to.
All right.
But, sometimes you just gotta, go outside your comfort zone. Trust me, that outfit is a little bit outside my comfort zone, but it was fun to just dress up. Bobby Bone,
come on. What do you have over there?
So there's this girl getting married, and she sent out a list of rules to anybody attending. She sent out an email. Okay. It's basically, hey, if you're coming to my wedding, this is what you got to do.
Okay, her wedding.
And it got posted to Reddit and since has gone viral and people are freaking out over
it. So what, individual rules?
Yeah, well, first of all, don't even think about coming unless you have a gift worth $75 or more.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's not all, Bobby. But if you put that out there like that, for sure someone's going to post that on the internet.
Yeah. Well, she just... Yeah, and then that's just the gift part. But then she would also like this other stuff.
Okay, so rule number two.
Please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early.
I mean, I'm down with that.
Please do not wear white, cream, or ivory, which is a known wedding rule anyways.
Fair. Both of those two I'm okay with. Go ahead.
Please do not wear anything other than a basic bob or a ponytail.
Oh, now she's dictating hair.
Yeah, probably no long hair, no extensions, don't wand it.
That's a weird one. Go ahead.
Please do not have a full face of makeup.
This isn't a real list.
Yes, it is. Yes, you can wear makeup, but don't...
What's the difference?
Don't go all out, because she wants to be
Okay. And what else?
Lastly, do not record during this ceremony, and do not check in on Facebook until instructed, and make sure you use the wedding hashtag when posting the pictures, once you're allowed to post.
Sounds like your wedding.
Yeah, right. I didn't even have a hashtag. We didn't even have... Hashtag
that wasn't
was
a thing
it was
yet.
Pound sign.
It was still pound sign, yeah. Imagine marrying her.
I know.
I mean, not even just going to her wedding. Imagine that that's about to be your wife.
Yeah.
He has to be an old rich dude.
He has to already know what she's into.
He has to be an old rich dude that just doesn't care. Right?
Maybe. I don't know. I could see someone ridiculous doing this. That's like, I don't know. Who are those kids? Like the Jersey Shore people. Like, I feel like some of them might be like, okay, if you want to come to my wedding, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, but to also be fair, you can make whatever rules you want at your own event.
That's true. And if you don't want to follow the rules, then just don't come.
Then post on Reddit. Oh, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So people were asked if they'd be willing to make big life changes in order to live to 100. So that may mean changing your diet or adding exercise, to help you live longer, like to 100. And some people were like, actually, majority of people were like, I'm good. I'll keep living my life how I want to and die around 70 or 80.
I think people feel that way until they start creeping up on 70 or 80.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I wish I would have just held on a little longer.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have made some better decisions. But that's a
good
question.
But 100 is...
Would you... Also, if you're that old, you're not with it.
Most people... But I will say, like, my husband's grandpa, he married us at 95, and he was still with it. And he eventually got cancer and didn't want to treat it because of he was in his mid-90s. And, you know, he passed away, but still really with it. Like, he was actually... Went to the hospital the same week he was driving up to Chicago to move into his new apartment with his girlfriend. And he was 90... Like... Mid-90s. Crazy.
Was he on Tinder?
He met his girlfriend at the Hot Springs where he used to work.
Oh,
the
Hot Springs Village.
Yes.
I used to wait tables in Hot Springs
So they
Village.
Were moving. They decided they want to go back to Chicago, and they got an apartment together. They were not married.
Would you? Oh, wow. Living in sin?
He was a pastor. I know. He was crazy.
It's like sin doesn't exist after like 80.
I agree.
It's like The Purge. You know, that movie, The Purge, where you get like 12 hours a year to do it. Once you're over 80, just live your life. You know,
it was almost
no rules.
Like, I agree. Like, I feel like my husband's parents, like if my husband and I were to have said before we got married that we were going to live together, my husband's parents would have been like, okay, yeah, no way. That's just not, we don't approve of that. But like their dad, then they were like helping him move in with his girlfriend, yeah. But they were 90, so it didn't matter.
They were like, dad, here's protection. All right, what else, Sam?
Okay, so I don't know. I just had to bring this up because I'm a huge Handmaid's Tale and Halloween's coming up, and I just cannot believe there was actually a website trying to sell a sexy version of the Handmaid's Tale outfit.
Well, like, there's a sexy version of everything.
Yeah, but this actually, the internet freaked out, and the site pulled it. So it's no longer available because it's just like based on what the show's about, it's just like there's nothing really sexy about that. So they took it down.
I heard a really good, speaking of shows that are good, has anyone seen The Good Place?
No.
In the room?
Everybody tell me more because I'm looking for something good.
Everybody keeps talking about it. I haven't seen an episode, so it's hard for me to recommend it. But three people, we were at rehearsal yesterday for the show tonight, Dancing with the Stars, and three people were talking about it. Apparently, it's a network show. I think maybe Ted Danson's on it and Kristen Bell. I could be butchering what it's about. But apparently, like once you die, it's kind of like heaven. And it's like what happened. Hey, Morgan number two, who's our head of digital, look up The Good Place and read me the synopsis coming up in a second after Amy's third story, okay?
Okay.
All right, Amy, what else you have?
Okay, so in a new documentary, The Duchess of Sussex, it's revealed that a piece of fabric from the dress that Meghan Markle wore on her first date with Prince Harry was stitched inside her wedding gown to serve as her something blue. Ugh, my heart melted when I saw this. So on your wedding day, you have something old, something blue, and I guess the dress she wore on her first date with Prince Harry was blue. Mm. So she cut the fabric out, stitched it on the inside of her wedding gown, and now we know. I thought that was like super cool.
I wonder how they're doing because I haven't cared one bit since the wedding.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of cared for a second just because I started watching The Crown and like studying the history of it. And anything that exists for that long is cool to me. Just.
Do you watch Suits?
No.
Okay, because Meghan Markle, she used to be on Suits.
Yeah.
And I just downloaded the latest season and I started watching that a little bit and she's not on it anymore and it's like sad. And all I think about is like in the show, it's so messed up. Like the lawyers are working and I'm like, oh, wow. That the lawyer assistant girl's not there anymore because she's off in England with Prince Harry. Like, that wasn't even her character, but yeah.
That's like two storylines.
I know it is, but I like merged them because that's literally why she's not on the show anymore.
That's like when Urkel went on Full House, what you just did right
yes,
there, when Urkel crossed over.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, we're going to come over to you. Tell me what The Good Place is about according to, what site did you use?
It's on IMDb.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about a woman who wakes up in the afterlife and is introduced to the good place, a highly selective, heaven-like utopia a man desired as a reward for her life.
So it's heaven, basically.
Yeah, like she just goes to heaven and she gets to live there.
I don't know much more about it, but everyone says it's really good.
Oh.
You see it, Mike D?
No.
95% of Rotten Tomatoes? Wow. And it's on a network. And networks are tough. The only thing I like on networks, Dancing with the Stars tonight. Watch me and vote. ABC.
Okay.
Amy's getting more nervous as the show goes along for tonight. Like, there's actual anxiety on Amy's face.
Go question.
Ahead. Go ahead.
For real, I need to know because I got stuff to do today before I show up to watch you dance. Mm-hmm. Can we bring signs?
I don't know.
Oh, because I was going to make some if I could.
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
I don't know. I don't either. I did a wardrobe fitting yesterday and it was so real.
Okay. I'm not going to waste time making signs if I can't.
I know.
Bring them in.
I don't know. No. Well, that's your pile, right? Now it's sad because Amy's feeling nervous for me again for tonight.
I forgot what we're doing. Were we just doing the pile?
So you need to wrap
the
pile.
That's my pile. Vote for Bobby.
Thank you. There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, what do we say? Except we're done here. The next time you hear from me will be tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. ABC.
I'm going to be freaking out. Just so everybody knows, I'm going to be... My rib cage is going to have a pinball in it. It's just... So, and I got to try to keep a face, like a happy face, instead of me going, So, yeah, I'll be on Dance with Stars tonight. Vote, watch, laugh, maybe be proud if I do good. I don't know.
Vote again.
I just don't know. I think you can vote like 12 at the call, like 12 or 13 times or something.
Wow. Yeah, and then you can text to vote and vote online. There's all different websites. Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
Yeah. Breathe in.
It's so hot. Yeah, I got to Dance with Stars tonight. All right. Thank you all for... Listen, I will at least get to do a second dance on Tuesday, even if I am terrible.
The good thing about tonight is you're not going home tonight.
That's true.
Like, you get to dance tonight and do all the things.
And on Tuesday, if I do bad, they have Dance for Your Life.
What is that?
Where you dance or they kill you, apparently. Like, you get
to Hunger Games or something? Yes. What?
They tell us live on the show tonight that if you get off, you get killed. No, but it's like to stay on the show.
Oh, you get to dance again?
Tuesday, I dance again, a new dance, regardless. But you try to save yourself. And maybe they just told me that because they know I need to save myself. But yeah,
I didn't know it was so dramatic. Like, dance for your life.
Or like, save yourself or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's tonight. Amy's in California with me. We're going to go to the show tonight. Thank you for listening. Listen to the whole show back on the podcast. Search Bobby Bones Show.
I don't think I'm going to be able to breathe while you're dancing. I really don't. I'm going to be
either.
Like holding my breath like, don't fall. Okay.
I know.
You're going to do great.
That's not convincing.
You're going to do great.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons.
for your social media, but for work, if you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.